Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's do one more example of a specific type of adjustment. And in this module, let's talk a little bit about interest. Let's go ahead and jump right into it and let's go to the next slide. Interest comes about when a company either borrows money from, say, a bank or some other creditor, and they have to repay it with interest, or it comes about if the company lends money. Say maybe it lends money to its employees, or it lends money to a customer. And then those folks have to pay the company back with interest. So we're either going to have interest expense, representing interest we're going to have to pay, or interest revenue, represents interest that we'll eventually collect from people we've made loans to. Now, regardless of its interest expense or interest revenue, one of the nice things here, the calculation is the same. The interest calculation is a basic calculation. It's principal times rate times time, PRT. A straightforward calculation, but I think there's one place that we could run into some problems. Let's go ahead to the next slide and let's talk a little more about this interest formula. And there it is at the top of the slide. Interest is principal times rate times time. And I want you to note three key points about the interest we're going to talk about in this particular chapter. Key point number one, the R, or the rate, will always be given to you as an annual interest rate. So the rate they tell you always meant to be an annual interest rate. Key point number two, and this is the one that's most important. This is the one you might want to circle or star or highlight or whatever in your notes. Key point number two, the time fraction. The time factor up there in the PRT, the time factor is always a fraction, and it is always over 12 months in 1 year. So that PRT, the T part, the time, always a fraction, always over 12 in every case. Just take it as a given. It's always over 12. The numerator represents the number of months that have expired in the current period. Think about it as the number of months used up in the current year. And we'll see a little bit more about that numerator when we do a couple of examples. Key point one, the interest rate is always expressed as an annual rate. Key point number two, the time factor is always a fraction, always over 12 for 12 months in a year. The numerator represents the number of months expired or used up in the current year. Key point number three, as we just get our hands around interest and learn a little bit as to what it's all about, we make a simplifying assumption. In this chapter, we assume that all interest is repaid at the end of the loan. In later chapters, we'll relax that assumption, right? You think about a car loan where you make monthly payments. We'll look at those sorts of things a little bit later in the quarter. But for now, as we're just learning interest and trying to get our hands around it and understand how to deal with it, we assume that all interest is paid at the end of the loan. Nothing paid until that point. You want to be comfortable with these three key points here on this slide. Also want to be comfortable with interest equal to principal times rate times time, PRT. That said, let's go ahead to the next slide. And let's go back to our website problem, example number one, and let's look at case H. Here's what it says. On May 1st, 1999, XYZ Company borrowed $50,000 on a 12% 9-month note payable. Well, let's start. Before we even worry about the adjustment, before we worry about interest, let's start with the basic journal entry that would be recorded on May 1st. To record the borrowing of the money. Again, I think this is something we should all be able to do by now. The entry, debit cash, to reflect the fact that we now have $50,000 in our hands. Credit our liability, notes payable. And as we all know, cash is an asset, notes payable, anything that says payable, is a liability. So we have an asset and a liability affected by this transaction. How does that impact the financial statements? Well, there's no effect on the income statement, no revenues or expenses. Assets are going up, and liabilities are going up, because we've borrowed the cash and now we have to pay it back later. So say, okay, we can do that. Let's go to the next slide and let's figure out the interest. Because by the end of the year, we're going to have to record interest related to this note. Remember, interest, principal times rate times time. And I think in this example, most of that will be fairly easy. The principal borrowed, $50,000. The rate that we are paying, 12%, both given. Look here at the slide. The time factor, 8/12. You press the buttons, you can figure out the interest for 1999 to be $4,000. Now my question to you is this. Why 8/12? Well, the bottom part should be easy. The denominator of this fraction is always 12. But why 8 in the numerator? It's a 9-month note. Why 8? I mean, are we just going to forget about that last month? Are we not going to owe interest for that last month? Well, the reason it's 8 is that's the number of months that have expired in 1999. Go back to counting on your fingers. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. From the date we borrowed the money to the end of the year, 8 months have gone by. What about that last month? Well, we're going to still have to deal with that, but that will be interest of the next year, interest for 2000, because that month will occur in the next accounting year. I can't tell you how many folks make this mistake on 211 exams when they ask about interest. They see a 9-month note and they want to throw 9 somewhere in that fraction. And that's wrong. Denominator is always 12. Numerator, in this case, 8. Because that's the number of months that have been used up or expired from the time we borrowed the money until the end of the year. Interest for 1999, $4,000. Now that we know that, let's go to the next slide and let's make our adjusting entry. This will be interest expense, right? It's money that we borrowed and we're going to have to repay it back with interest. The adjusting entry, debit the interest expense to record the expense, credit interest payable. We now owe the bank $4,000. We're not going to pay anything until the end of the loan. One more month at the end of the next month. But as of December 31, we owe the bank $4,000. So we need to put that liability on our balance sheet, reflecting the fact we now have this liability. Interest expense is an expense account. Interest payable, we just said, a liability account. This is the adjusting entry. How does it affect the financial statements? Well, we have an expense. Expenses go up, causes net income to go down. As soon as net income goes down, so does equity. And once equity goes down, we have to balance it out. And we can balance out the balance sheet by increasing our liabilities, the interest payable. We are now liable to pay the bank $4,000 as of this day. Our balance sheet balances. No effect on the asset side. Liability plus equity side adds to no effect. Okay, that's interest expense. Let's go to the next slide and let's look at our last case, an example of interest revenue. Here's what it says. Case I. On September 30th of 1999, XYZ Company lent a customer $40,000 on a 10% 6-month note receivable. Now before we worry about the interest, Let's just record the basic journal entry at September 30th. Well, this one shouldn't be too bad. We'll debit our notes receivable and we'll credit cash. We need to reflect the fact that we have given up $40,000 of cash. Cash has gone out. And we are now owed that money within six months. We have what's called a note receivable. Represents loans that we have made. Notes receivable, any receivable, is an asset. Cash is, of course, an asset, which means the overall effect on our financial statements, nothing. No change anywhere, because you have one asset going up, the other asset going down, nets to no effect. But we know we have to record the interest at the end of the year. Right? We've earned some interest from the date of the loan to year end. So go to the next slide and let's do that. Remember to calculate interest. It's principal times rate times time, PRT. I'm not going to show it to you yet. Let's sort of talk it through. The principal in this case is $40,000. That's how much we lent. The rate is also given as 10%. The time we know is a fraction, and it's a fraction over what number? Say it out loud to yourself. It's over 12. What will the numerator be in this case? It won't be 6, even though it's a 6-month note. It'll only be 3. Right? We lent the money on September 30th. So the months that have expired since then, October, November, December. So it'll be just 3 over 12, or interest of $1,000. The other 3 months of the note, that will be interest revenue of next year, because that's when those months will expire. Total of $1,000 of interest earned as of year end. Go to the next slide, and let's make the adjusting entry. To record interest revenue, we'll debit interest receivable, reflects that somebody now owes us $1,000, and we'll credit our interest revenue to reflect the fact it has now been earned. We have to record the revenue. We know that an interest receivable is an asset. Anything that says receivable is an asset. Interest revenue, a revenue account. So to determine the effect of this adjusting entry on the financial statements, we know our revenues are going to go up. We've earned $1,000 of revenue. An increase in revenues causes an increase in net income. And of course, when net income goes up, so does equity, specifically retained earnings. I'm actually getting tired of hearing that, but it's something we don't ever get away from. That's just want to keep pounding that and pounding that and pounding that. The effect on net income is the effect on equity, specifically retained earnings. To balance the balance sheet, we also have an increase in our assets. This interest receivable is an asset, represents money that's now owed to us. Very good. Let's go to the last slide and like to end this module with the same question we ended the previous module with. Is interest considered a deferral or an accrual? See if you can answer it yourself. Interest is considered an accrual. Reason being, we made the adjusting entry first. We recorded the revenue or the expense first, and then at some future point in time, in case H, 1 month into the next year, in case I, 3 months into the next year, we would then either pay the cash to the bank or receive the cash from our customer. Point being, action happened first. Revenue or expense recorded first. Exchange of cash occurs later. That is the definition of an accrual.